I'm David Brancaccio. The New York Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against a major producer of eggs. It alleges that Hillendale Farms sometimes quadrupled the price of eggs during this COVID emergency compared to prices January to March. Hillendale has denied the allegations and says it worked to make sure eggs remained on store shelves for its customers. Now, when it comes to raising prices, what is legal and what is not? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst cracks the case.
In a free market society, you can raise the price on your products. But law professor Omri Ben-Shachar from the University of Chicago says once a state of emergency is declared, raising it too much could be considered price gouging.
The price cannot rise to a level that is, we sometimes call it, unconscionable.
And in an emergency like a hurricane, an earthquake, or a pandemic, price increases that might be okay under other circumstances raise questions. Professor Andrew Novakovic is an economist at Cornell University.
And so that starts to feel a little bit more like, you know, taking advantage of somebody when they're down.
In a lot of states, anti-gouging laws reference essential goods, which in many states means fuel, medicine, and food. Charging a lot more for those during an emergency, that's illegal. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.